You've worked hard to build your business, and now it's time to grow. Welcome to the Multiply Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Tom Dufour, CEO of Big Sky Franchise Team and a serial entrepreneur. Join me each week as I interview leading entrepreneurs, executives, and experts who share their misses, makes, and multipliers. If you are a growth-minded entrepreneur, investor, or franchise company, then this podcast is for you. If there's one thing I've learned in business and in life, it's that you can always learn something new to make things better. Our purpose for this podcast is for you to glean some wisdom and practical ideas to implement on your expansion journey. We look forward to being your guide to multiply your success. Welcome to the latest edition of the Multiply Your Success podcast. Thanks for joining us. And I wanted to pose a question to you or something to ponder about as we get started here. If I were to tell you we were to be talking today about a restaurant business, a roofing company, a property management company, and a franchise company, what would you think about? Well, chances are you probably wouldn't think that it would be one person doing all of these different things. And yet, in fact, that's just what we have in store for you today on our podcast interview. We have the honor and privilege to be interviewing Melissa Rooley, who is the president and founder of Eye on Your Home, which is a second home property management company and that's growing nationally. And she's been someone that I've worked with and that our company has worked with here for several years now. She's wonderful. She's a great person and just has a great outlook on how she views the world. And I'm excited for you to hear her story. And what's even more impressive on all of this is she's been had this amazing career all the while being a great mom and being a single mom for a lot of this, raising her children. So without further ado, here is my interview with Melissa Rooley. Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be on the phone with you. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you. So Melissa, to get things started, why don't you share with the listeners, I always like to ask about your background. You know, where are you from? Tell us a little bit about you and your story here.
Sure. Okay. Well, I don't know how much time we have, but I have a very big story like a lot of people. The snippets are, I am originally a Jersey girl. I was born in New York City and raised in Jersey. And I have been living in the mountains of North Carolina for about 26 years. I live in Asheville. I absolutely love it here. I play as hard as I work. I started out back in 1993. I actually owned a restaurant. I went to school for hotel restaurant management. I did that for about 3 years, loved it for the first year. And then after that, I lost that love and made everything from scratch, worked really hard and realized that I was not going to be able to become a mom working like that in a restaurant. So sold the restaurant. I was married at the time and we started a roofing company. We did that together for about 12 years, got to stay home and have my kids and run the business from my home office, and life was good and really enjoyed that. And then I am a happily divorcee. I got divorced and there I was with no job and no nothing. I had been running a business from home, so I had to reinvent myself. And I decided I really just did some introspective work and thought about what is it I want to do, what would suit all my talents and my strengths. And also I wanted to try to find something that was somewhat flexible to stay that mom I was. And I decided to become a real estate agent. And I really loved it, actually. I worked for a Coldwell Banker here in Asheville for about a year and a half. And but unfortunately, at that time, the market crashed. And there I was, a newbie on the block and a single mother with two kids. And it just obviously wasn't a safe place to stay.
That's wild. And Melissa, what one was that? Was that around the 08, 09 time period?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And there I was, a little scared, a little insecure. And I am a really big advocate in taking a really deep breath and just trusting the unknown and realizing that, you know what, this is happening for a reason. And I have to, again, tap into my introspective of what am I going to do? And so I said to myself in a real joking way, and I kind of have a lot of mind chatter with myself and giggle all the time. And I said, all right, well, I'm going to take this license that I worked really hard with, and I'm going to go find myself a job that with a paycheck. And of course, I laughed at myself and said, no, you're not. That's called real estate. It's called commission. It's not out there. And I'm like, no, it's got to be something. It's got to be something. So I quickly did some research, and I came to find out that to become a residential property manager in the state of North Carolina, meaning you work for a company, you support owners and full-term leasing, I need to have a license. And that came with a paycheck. So I quickly called every company all around and said, hello, I'm Melissa Rooley. I have a license and I need a job. What you got? And I wound up getting a position at a local company, literally 5 minutes down the road. And I didn't know anything about it. I thought, well, I guess I'll figure it out and learn it. And I did. And I did that for about another 18 months. I had 130 owners and all their tenants and all the drama it brought to my life and this small-minded company. And another breath in time, I thought, I'm not a fan of the company, not a fan of the negativity of the tenants, and I don't want to evict people and chase their rent down, but I do love my grateful owners. I do love making everything happen for their home, from fixing something to finding them a new tenant and so forth. And I thought, I don't know if anybody knows much about love languages, but it suited mine. I like words of affirmation, and I like them telling me how wonderful I am for them. And so I sat one night and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to start a company that works for grateful owners all day long and tells me how wonderful I am, and I will make everything happen yesterday. And that's when I sat and I realized, oh my goodness, I live in Western North Carolina, which is the ninth location in America for second homeowners, people who do not rent their home in any capacity. They come and play when they can, either 6 months straight or all through the year. In our location, majority of them would be from Florida and South Carolina, some Georgians, some Yankees, and some a little bit west, Midwest, and Texas. And that's about what we've got here in this grouping. But who's taking care of those is kind of where my mind went. They need a Melissa, don't they? They just need somebody to give them peace of mind, oversee the home, maybe facilitate maintenance and emergency. And I just started brainstorming on that. And I then went into research mode again and thought, well, who is doing this? Like, what does this business opportunity look like? Are there people making money at this? And I found a few companies locally, but not much. Definitely nothing compared to what the abundance of clients out there that need support. So I just sat in another moment of trust and said, all right, can you do this? And I thought very long and hard about it. I am a woman who kind of stands on the edge of the cliff and looks ahead and looks to make sure there's no rocks. And then I look for my path, and then I take a deep breath and I jump. I'm just that woman. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's very scary. I know there's not a lot of people out there who can do that. But you have to trust yourself. And I've always trusted myself all these years.
Melissa, that's a pretty bold statement, I think, that with what you said, you know, you look, you do your research, you look, and then, you know, you jump, you hold your breath and you jump. So what's going through your mind when you're at that moment at those crossroads?
What's going through my mind is, this isn't happening for no reason. What's going through my mind is that I know, I've always known that I actually get out of bed every day for love for myself and for my family. And with love as my foundation, I can't fail. I feel very confident in that. And I just do. And I've always worked very, very hard. You know, nothing comes easy. Hard work will prevail is definitely a strong mantra. Mm-hmm. Responsibility for my actions. I'm making sure there's no rocks and I'm going to jump on them, but I know that I can jump and I will be successful, because I'm trusting that I got this.
Well, that's beautiful. That really is a beautiful, statement there. And, you know, it really ties into our kind of these three questions we like to run through or topics we like to talk about the idea of misses, makes, and multipliers. And so, you know, would you mind talking a little bit about misses? Maybe one time you jumped and it didn't go as planned or didn't go the direction you were looking to take it. Can you talk about a time that may have happened?
Interesting. I have to say that I don't believe I've had misses. I don't know if I believe in the word misses per se. That's like the word failure to me. I don't believe in those words. I think everything is put in front of you, every paver for your own particular brick road is put in front of you. And you just don't realize that you can just keep stepping along and that everything happens in that order for education, for connection to where you're at. Like, for example, I'm sitting here right now. I own your home business and I created a franchise system out of it. But had I not been exactly on my path prior to this, then I wouldn't be as successful in what I'm doing now. So had I not become a restaurant owner, which is completely irrelevant and not tied to what I do now as far as the actual business model, but it is the same. It's a business. So at 27 years old, I bought a restaurant and I owned it and I operated it. So I'm now owning and operating Iron Your Home. So it is relevant and it's tied together and all the experiences that come underneath that of ownership. And had I not owned my roofing company with my husband, of course, I wasn't putting shingles on the roof, but I was running the internal business, the operations. I do that now and dealing with clients and so forth. And had I not become a real estate agent and had I not become a property manager, like it's all tied together. My entire working life experience has brought me to where I am now. Do I know it all? Am I like the top businesswoman in the world? Absolutely not. I'm constantly learning and evolving. I'm 52 years old right now, and I'm of a mindset that I will never stop learning. And if I do, I will be in a jar. So I don't believe in misses. I believe in, I just believe in those opportunities that evolve us to the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think that's wonderful. So, and that's a great perspective. That's a great perspective, really taking every situation that's come your way and interpreting it, because it's really your interpretation, interpreting it as a learning opportunity or a catalyst for something else that comes next in your life or some other opportunity that presents itself to you.
Yeah, it's all connected. It makes us who we are. Like it builds our own individual capabilities and, you know, it's all tied together. And I can use my experiences of those other businesses constantly in what I do now. Sometimes I even use past stories in my businesses to current clients. Like I think what happens is I see a lot of people and business owners change careers or change businesses and they have a negative connotation to that. They feel like, oh, I failed. I blah, blah, blah. I closed it or I started this instead or I started a new I went back to college to try a new career. Like, it's not negative. It's actually very positive. And later down the road, they'll realize how that decision tied into where they were and now where they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. And yeah. You know, that this is a great springboard into, you know, looking at some one at one or some of the makes that you've had where you shot for something and it happened, or you were able to make it happen. Can you share something like that's gone on?
Yeah. Well, I think in my most recent makes over the last 10 years has been, I was 5 years into basically my company, I Own Your Home, in my local vicinity, handling a small portfolio and feeding the concept of the business, because there's really not that much competitors here to begin with. And I was spreading myself irresponsibly in radius. I had a moment one night, I was just sitting and I said to myself, what are you doing? Like, I talk to myself all the time. All right, Willie, what are you doing? you're from Flat Rock to North Asheville, the Black Mountains, to Brevard, and it's completely irresponsible on lots of ways. That's not how to support this particular client. I was basically just feeding the company, and I wasn't focused on my portfolio, which if it's focused on my intimate portfolio, I could be, you know, blowing that out of the water, but I wasn't. And I thought to myself, well, what are you doing? Like, how long are you going to continue this? And I had done obviously enough research to know that Western North Carolina, I really needed 16 locations just right here. Like, I need 16 Melissas just handling individual portfolios. And how do I do that? And I thought, well, I could open up satellite offices of I Own Your Homes and have managers. I mean, I could pull that off. But my gut just kept saying, "Nah, that's really not enough." Because what happens to, what about your Miami client? Like, I have a Miami client in a really lovely community here in called Biltmore Park. And one day we were chatting and she's like, "Oh my God, Melissa, I wish I had my Melissa in Miami." And at that moment I was like, 16 locations. Yeah, that would be great. But the reality is I want my Miami client to have her Melissa in Miami. So I want in Miami, I Own Your Home helping her there. And I want here in Biltmore Park, I want I Own Your Home helping her here. I want her Melissa on both sides of the fence. Now, the reality is it's not actually me. I need a Melissa and I Own Your Home franchisee for that side of the fence. And as we all know, we can't clone ourselves as much as we'd like to, but we can attempt through this possible venue. And so I sat there that night. I went, well, I'm going to franchise my company. That's what I'm going to do. And of course, again, I always giggle in my head. I thought, well, how am I going to possibly do that? I am still a single mother. I'm still a entrepreneur with her business. How am I possibly going to get into that arena that honestly, I absolutely know nothing about? And again, this is probably my biggest breath of going, I can do this. And of course, me laughing at myself. Well, how are you going to afford that? How are you going to fund it? How is that going to happen? Who are you going to find to help you? And yeah. It was really, really, really big. Like bigger than anything ever in my whole entire life. And I literally crazy as it sounds, thought, I don't know. I honestly do not know, but I'm going to figure it out. And I looked for the rocks and I stood on the edge and I jumped. And I wound up, and I'm really, don't know how many people believe in manifestation, but I do. And I sat and I really manifested thinking to myself constantly, I need a professional in that arena to evolve and show up in my life who can open the door that I could trust to help me. And ironically, this business gentleman that I knew on LinkedIn that we had just chatted, he was in the franchising world. He reached out to me and he said, you know, Melissa, I know about your concept and your business. And I just happened to be in my own world and in my town. And I thought to myself, huh, we have a lot of second homeowners around here. Never really thought about that market. Don't know anything about it. I'm not in real estate. He goes, oh, I know this woman. This is what she's doing in Asheville. I should just shoot her a message. And so he shot me an email that said, you know what? You do have an awesome business model and I see how it's really needed. I don't know if anybody's doing what you're doing here. And I have a vision that I'm going to franchise it to become the first second home property management company in our country that is a national trademark brand. As crazy as my mind knows it sounds.
Wow. Wow. Well, and it sounds like that really spills right into our next, kind of topic we like to talk about multiplying your business. And it sounds like, you know, franchising really was that multiplier that you looked at as a way to duplicate yourself. Is that how you viewed it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a woman with a lot of common sense. And I know that, like I mentioned before, I can't clone myself. Honestly, don't know if many people can handle that anyway. Haha. But I know the core of who I need. I know who that person needs to be. I know the foundation of the kind of human that can replicate myself to the degree that offers the core value of what I in your home is. And so I know who I'm looking for. And I understand I've been live on the market for 5 years. I could have sold many, many more franchises at this point, but I have turned down quite a handful because I know, and I knew enough. I didn't know enough about franchising, but I knew enough in my gut that it's kind of like I have laughed and giggled and equated franchising to dating. Like, I get it. Like, you basically have to kiss a lot of frogs and be okay with it until you commit. Mm-hmm. Because once you sell to that franchisee or you marry that person, you're kind of stuck with them. So my reality is Iron Home has its challenges. I am the first in America. Super exciting. Yay. But the reality is there is not a drop box for me in America to advertise Iron Your Home. It is totally a guerrilla, strategic, constant change and lesson brainstorming to try to find people who even will know I exist and the opportunity exists. And of course, I don't have deep pockets, as I've said many times. So I think that the reality is, though, but I don't care. I'm 52 years old. I could die tomorrow. I can live till 96. I'm going to sell as many Iron Your Homes properly with the right people that multiply my vision as successfully as I can. Can I sell more? Maybe if I'm not so set in that. Yeah, maybe. It doesn't matter to me. That's not my goal. My goal is to have Iron Your Home grow in the vision I want to grow with the right people running their territories. Will I make a mistake and sell it to the wrong person once in a while? Probably. I'm sure. I mean, as much as we check our guts, and I have a pretty strong gut, you know, I can be snowed or I can think more highly about somebody than maybe the reality is. But you know what? That's life. And that'll be a learning tool in itself. And I'm prepared for that.
Well, that's a beautiful story. And you know, it one of the questions we always like to ask every guest that comes on is, what does success mean to you? And I kind of heard some snippets in there, sounded like you were talking about that. So maybe you could share with us, Melissa, what does success mean to you?
Yeah. Well, my version of success is, I think, a little different sometimes than other people I see out there in the business world. I'm not striving for any number. any financial number, any franchises sold number. That honestly doesn't matter to me. I am successful. I've always been successful. I'm very proud of who I am and how hard I work and getting up every day and doing what I love. I love what I do. But I love myself. I love my family. I like my hobby. I play really hard, as hard as I work. Success to me is being able to have a career and a company that allows me all the flexibility I want. I literally, you know, start my day, when I want. Obviously, I have a really responsible routine, but I'm a 9-to-5 kind of girl, maybe 9-to-3. It depends. I am a Monday through Friday person. I will not be doing any business tomorrow or Sunday unless there was an emergency. And guess what? My company is not geared towards emergencies. That's why I have no tenants. Nobody knows what happens in pretty much all my homes most of the time. Occasionally we've got some serious sensors that might alert us to something. But for the most part, I only address serious emergencies on my time that I basically have closed for business. Success for me is about enjoying my life. For me, it's about, I think I have to throw in there, I learned a long time ago, and I see a lot of people not do this, and I think it's very unhealthy. I think taking care of myself and nurturing myself is critical. Whether that be me going on a yoga retreat for a week or more, to just having a bath for a half an hour, to getting a full 8 hours of sleep and eating healthy. I'm that woman. Those things are crucial and important. Spending time with my family. I want to be remembered for someone who is present in all the people around me's lives, as well as being, of course, very hardworking and driven to making this successful. But I can't be that one if I don't nurture myself. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people deplete their emotional and physical bank account, I refer to, and they forget to keep adding deposits in. So the bottom line is I could sell 50 franchises by now, but would I be as physically fit and healthy and happy and present for the people that love me? No. So success for me is getting up every day and being the best me I can, and then let the success of, if you want to label it, with the business evolve from that.
And that's our interview today with Melissa Rulli. Melissa, thank you for joining us. You know, I think a couple things really stand out from what she said. Number one, she doesn't believe in misses. She thinks that, as you go through this, certainly things are going to happen. Events are going to happen. Things that maybe you didn't expect are going to happen. But the position you are in today is because of those other things that happened. So keep that perspective in mind as you're going through this. She said, that love, she's built this with love as a foundation. She cannot fail. I thought that was really, really great mindset to have as she's going through this. But you have to also have hard work and perseverance as you're going through it. And one other thing I thought was really exciting or interesting was when she said, when you're looking to do something, she researches it. She went into, as she said, quote, her research mode, unquote. And I thought that was really interesting. And when you get up to the edge of the cliff, you look and you make sure there aren't any jagged rocks. Hopefully that's what the research mode is going to help uncover. And you jump and you go for it. So I think that those were some really, really great takeaways for us today. And Melissa, thanks for joining us. Information on Melissa's on her company is in the show notes here, and you can check out her website as well at ionyourhome.net. Today's win-win, let's jump into that and talk about today's win-win. And what came out of today's interview that I'm taking out as a win-win is to do something you love. And I think what we found from Melissa here is that she fell in love with the business that she's in. And when you love what you do, it's a win for you, but I promise it is also going to be a win for those people that are around you. Because when you love what you do, it will spill into the other relationships in your life, with your family, with your friends, with those that are around you. They will see that love, and that it will become contagious, and they will understand that if you do work long hours, or you do work when you are going through those hard times, they know that that you love what you do, and they in turn will hopefully look at you as an inspiration to find something that they love to pursue in their life as a career or a calling that they have. So find something that you love, or find that calling and pursue it and go after it. And so that's today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next week on the next edition of the Multiply Your Success podcast.